This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio. Welcome to the second hour of it. It is time on a Monday to tackle Not My Business, but this is where we get to speak about those things that are really not our business, but we can't help ourselves and have an opinion on them. Now, last week, the third term for the school year started with a bang, and a lot of people, you know, and parents were really, really excited because the kids have now some things to keep them busy during the day. And during the holidays, it is always stressful, man, when kids have nothing to do. And they always go, you know, maybe to the neighbor's house bright and early as soon as they wake up and they want to play. I mean, even now, as we are just from the weekend and you have kids at home, man, you would know that Saturdays you're woken up by kids already in the yard and ready just to enjoy and seize the day, man. This is not my business. Completely, utterly not my business, but I want to hear from you. How do you deal with those kids, you know, who would rock up at your house bright and early in the morning? Like first thing in the morning, they would just rock up to the house, having not bathed, you know, not had breakfast, you know. God, they just rock up. It's like they just woke up and went straight to the house to knock. Do you maybe have a set of rules for kids in your family? When your kids do this, do you just let them be, or do you actually call it out to say, "Oh, Omar, so I got 6, you know, 8 o'clock, you the one that is going to the other house to go and knock. Those people haven't even defrosted yet." Right? What is it that you do in that moment? Maybe let me know. Let me in on that by sending me a voice note or a text on 079-899-6226. This is not my business, but I want to find out from you. How do you deal with those kids who would rock up at your house, you know, first thing in the morning? Haven't not even barked or even had breakfast yet. Do you maybe have a set of rules for your kids in the family? You know, and when they do this, do you just let them be, or do you actually call it out? Send me a voicemail, send me a text, 079-899-6226. My kids are allowed out of the house after 12 p.m. And the kids that comes to my house early in the morning, Joe, I hate it, but I send them back to their houses and I tell them to come after 12. Okay. Let me check out the voice notes.
Hi, Kimbesh. Hey, how are you?
Good on you.
Are na bana ka mo hai hai ha ba tshi bona ba tsamkela ka mo hai mara di tshwenye tsa bona they know re batla mo ka 11 o ka tla mo ka 8 ka o jikisa mix
hai jige
ah king bashuga the ba di le so last week Friday ba tla ka kwa go nna ka kwa ba tora lo ka le mfana ka be tshile drang e a se ke ba kwa ga tshi kwa tsa ke jo dirang ke jo tshe di buff tshe pedi mo ka tshela metsi ka tshela sepe kalokala mapai e ba fana bala ba tshoga takela mapai ala tuk 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 ke ba ga taketse mapai ala mapai ya ka ganjolo kamka a ka ntlong a skoon e ba tshoga takela mapai ale ba fetse ba apudisha ba ja ba be ya modi ma makrete a popa metsika a nega ka go tshora ba fana ba ano ntlo ba dira ne petri records ba yo phela ba dile ka mo ene ba di ya le shata fo ere ke ba berekisha uncle malome ka mo le phala. So gere ba tile ba shumishe ba fespete ba tlhagole ba fel fielo ba shumishe.
I'm sure fetjo ba shumisha manga le malome, the next day they will think twice about coming because yay yona re thawola jarata mo serifiriche ka mapai. Keep your voice notes, keep your messages coming through 079-899-6226, 079-899-6226. How do you deal with those kids who would rock up to your house first thing in the morning? It's not my business, but how do you handle that? First thing in the morning, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, there are kids outside asking for your kids to say, "Yo, we want to play." They haven't even bathed yet. They haven't had breakfast yet, but they're already knocking on your door. How do you deal with that?
Bashuga. Good afternoon, Mzansi. Happy Machita Mondays. Bona bafu. I used to have such a neighbor when my children were growing up. Yay, that child would rock up around 8 a.m. Hello, Mzuzu, my very own kids are not even up. They were still asleep, but Inganenga Makelwane was there already. I politely sent her home, telling her to come back somewhere around 2 p.m. And I set my very own children down. I was like, guys, we are not doing this. I see we're next door. We don't go. And you see that very same neighbor, she would be the first one to come straight after school. And I'd be like, hey, when did you write your homeworks? Who's next door when? Who's next door? Oh, there's Kajin. I used to have such a neighbor. Well, thanks to growth, that neighbor has grown up now. And my very own, Aisham, they were not allowed to go next door. They were enough for each other. Next door. But hey, I had to set those ground rules. We are not going next door first thing in the morning or right after school. We don't do that. Good afternoon, Mzansi.
Hola, King Bash. Nangwana wa utsogela motseng wa ka fro ke sa robetse ke tshela shamboko. Le tlo tswa ra mren from Matsotsi ka Thembisa. A big shout out to you, man. Ah, le tlo tswa ra shamboko.
Show up with me. Easy today. Ba tla bana ba o ba busetsa kwa magabone. Easy. And then batata maybe at least after 12. Lokone batlapile ba jail. Awe,
my brother, message ya, my king. I love my peace of mind, man. If I was to encounter that, I'd choose to be the villain and make sure those kids think twice before visiting again. Maybe give them lots of chores or give them an unfriendly act. Oh, well, we are tired, chief, to have energy to babysit other people's kids. I agree with you, Taki. You and Uncle Malome are within the same boat because what? Give them chores, I guess. Yeah, that's the only way they will not. They'll think twice about coming to the house ever again.
King Bash, something about you, King Bash. Something about you.
There's always something. Sure.
Oraloga mino mungo wa orachabisha kama ata King Bash, tango mebra. Shout out to my brothers, Simo Mazega, Anale Matrogi, Sikamo Kutama Sintumuli, tango mebra, Nicholas Kabzi, Joga Motiseta, Mama Bolu.
Big shout out, man. Good afternoon, King. Those kids who come to my place without bathing, I chase them back to their places. This is from Donald Judge out in Leokwe Bulobedu. Big shout out. This is where we shall leave it for today.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.